Mitzvahs Zvachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. The first mission of this Perek taught that a carbon which has become invalidated, although ideally it should not be placed on the Mizbeach, if it was nevertheless placed on the top of the Mizbeach, then it should not be taken down, and it is considered to have received a certain level of holiness, and has been, so to speak, accepted by the Mizbeach, such that it should not be taken down. And the rule given in the first Mishnah was that this only applies to something which is theoretically fitting to be burnt on the top of the Mizbeach, or to be placed on the top of the Mizbeach. For example, the parts of a korban which are always burnt on the Mizbeach, even if that korban becomes invalidated, since those parts are anyway usually burnt on the Mizbeach, so they don't need to be taken down, even if they are invalid. This would not apply, however, to the parts of a korban which are never supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, but are rather supposed to be eaten. And this will be spelled out much clearer in a couple of Mishnah's time, but this Mishnah elaborates on the rule which was taught in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, that even regarding the parts of an animal, the parts of the korban which are supposed to theoretically be put onto the top of the Mizbeach, when they are valid, if this particular korban is invalid due to an invalidation which occurred even before it was brought into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the animal which is being used is intrinsically invalid to be used as a korban. So then, regardless of which part of the animal it is totally invalid, and if it is put onto the top of the Mizbeach, it would need to be taken down. Elu lohoi psulim b'kodesh. The following are examples of invalidations which did not occur in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash at some point during the service, but rather they are invalid intrinsically from even before they entered the courtyard. Horo veya, a animal which attempts to have relations with a human being, the hanirbar, an animal which is a victim of bestiality by a human being, having relations with that animal, the hamukze, an animal which has been designated and set aside for the sake of idolatrous purposes, for example, using as a sacrifice to idolatry, the hanevo, the animal which itself was worshipped as an idolatry, the haesnan, something which was given to a immoral woman in exchange for having relations with her, the hamachir, a animal which was exchanged with a dog. The Torah explicitly says that that animal cannot be used as a korban, the hakilayim, the animal which is produced as a result of a interbreed of two different types of animals, a trefa, an animal which has an internal wound which means that it's going to die within a year. That animal cannot be used as a korban, an animal which was born via a caesarean, it wasn't a natural birth, and an animal which has a blemish, a wound on it, which also invalidates the entire animal intrinsically from being used as a korban. All of these korbanos, if they were put on the top of the Mizbeach, even then they would need to be taken down. Rabbi Akiva validates a korban which has a wound on it, meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, if such an animal was put onto the top of the Mizbeach, it would not need to be taken down, even though the korban is invalid due to an intrinsic invalidation of the animal even before it entered the courtyard. Nevertheless, the Gemara explains we're talking specifically about a wound which wouldn't invalidate every type of korban. For example, a bird, we actually mentioned earlier on in the Masechta, a bird only becomes invalidated due to a wound if it is lacking a limb. An animal becomes invalidated even from smaller wounds. So if an animal has a smaller wound, which would not invalidate a bird, but since this is an animal, a regular animal, it is considered invalid. Nevertheless, since that invalidation, we find, is not a outright invalidation always. There are times where it's not considered an invalidation. Therefore, that's enough to allow us to keep it on the Mizbeach if it is put on there. Rechanino's Ganakanim, Omer Rechanino, the deputy Kohen Gadol, said, my father would have the practice to push animals which had these small wounds upon them, to push them off the Mizbeach, not to make a big scene out of it and to take it down for everybody to see, but sort of to do it in a quiet manner, he would take it down. And that seems to be more like the opinion of the Tanakama, of the first opinion, that really it should be taken down. However, since there is debate on the matter, he didn't want to do it in a way which could possibly seem like a bit of a dishonor towards the Mizbeach, and so he did it in a more quiet fashion. Mishnah Dalet, k'shem shem olu lo yeredu. Just like we've learned this rule that if a invalid korban goes up onto the top of the Mizbeach, As long as certain conditions are fulfilled, it should not be taken down. Kach im yordu, so too if they were brought down incorrectly, somebody brought them down because they were invalid, lo yalu, they should not bring them back up onto the Mizbeach. I might have thought that once such a korban has been put onto the Mizbeach, it loses its status of being invalid totally, and now there's no problem in putting it back onto the Mizbeach. This Mishnah is teaching that that's not the case. As long as it's on the Mizbeach, it shouldn't be taken down, but that doesn't mean that it has lost its invalidation. It's still considered invalid, and therefore, if it was taken down, it should not be put back up onto the Mizbeach. V'chulon she'olu chayim l'rosh ha'mizbeach. Any animal, and the Gemara explains, we're talking about an animal which has a wound, and such an animal goes up whilst it's alive onto the top of the Mizbeach. Somehow it managed to get to the top of the Mizbeach, it walked up the ramp, or a kohen brought it up to the top of the ramp. Even according to Rabbi Akiva of the previous Mishnah, that if the korban of an animal which had a wound was brought to the top of the Mizbeach, then it should not be brought back down. That's only once it's been slaughtered, and it's now the part of the Emurim, the part of the korban which was supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and it's ready to be burnt. But if the animal is still alive, then the service of the korban hasn't really begun yet. They haven't even slaughtered it, and therefore Yerdu, the animal should be brought back down and should not be slaughtered at all because it's an invalid korban. Oila she also chayal rosh ha'mizbeach, a animal which has been designated as a korban oila, and it is a valid korban, and once again it managed to get up alive to the top of the mizbeach. Teired, this animal should also go down because midrabbonon, one is not supposed to slaughter an animal on the top of the mizbeach, even though technically one should be able to. And it would be considered valid, nevertheless, midrabbon, one should not do so in case the animal will come to excrete and there will be excrement on the top of the Mizbeach. So ideally, they should bring it back down and slaughter it on the floor of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if Shechot Rosh HaMizbeach, if the Kohen did not do that, but rather he slaughtered it on top of the Mizbeach, then Yashit Vinatach Minkoima, which we are going to translate to mean that he's allowed to skin the animal and cut it into pieces in its place, meaning on top of the Mizbeach, and throw the pieces into the fire. The entire animal really is burnt on the Mizbeach because it's a korban oila. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that it's not considered to be dishonorable towards the Mizbeach to do these parts of the procedure on top of the Mizbeach. Others understand that he is supposed to do it on top of the Mizbeach, since that's the place where he slaughtered it, but we're going to understand simply that the Mishnah is saying that he is allowed to do so. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah elaborates on the rule taught in the beginning of this perek, the Elim Olu Yerdu, the following holy items, parts of Karbonis. If they are brought up to the top of the Mizbeach, they should be brought back down, since they are never fitting to be brought onto the top of the Mizbeach. Even if the item is valid, it needs to be taken down, because the Mizbeach is totally not its correct place. Psar Kodshe Kodshim, the meat of the group of korbanos which have a higher level of holiness that is never burnt on the Mizbeach. It's eaten by the Kohanim, except for the korban oila, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. We're talking about all of the other korbanos in that category, of the Sag Kodjim Kalim, and the meat of the korbanos which have a lower level of holiness. Once again, the meat is eaten by the people bringing it, and is not burnt on the Mizbeach. There are certain parts of the korban which are called the Emurim, which are burnt on the Mizbeach, but the rest of it is supposed to be eaten. U'moisar ha'omer, the remainder of the korban omer. The korban omer is a korban of flour, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and one handful of the flour was burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it was given to the Kohanim to eat. So the remainder of the flour, once the handful was taken, that does not belong on the Mizbeach at all. Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread which were brought together with the Karbonos on Shavuos. Although the Karbonos belong on the Mizbeach, but the two loaves of bread do not belong on the Mizbeach. V'lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves of bread brought on every Erev Shabbos. Or they were baked on Erev Shabbos, they were set on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash building every Shabbos. And these do not belong at all on the top of the Mizbeach, and if they were brought there, then they would need to be taken down. Shiorei Hamanochos, the remainder of other flour offerings, a regular korban mincha, which is a korban of flour, has a similar process to the mincha to the korban omer, where a handful of the flour is taken and burnt on the Mizbeach, and the remainder is given to the kohanim to eat. The Akteres and the incense, which is burnt on the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZohov, inside the Heichal, the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. So if that is brought onto the top of the outer Mizbeach, it would need to be taken down. And all of the things which the Mishnah has just listed, since they don't belong at all on the Mizbeach, if they do end up going onto the top of the Mizbeach, even if they are valid, they would need to be taken down. Continues the Mishnah, Hatzemesh Roshei Chavosim, wool which is on the head of sheep. We're talking about a carbon oilah, and like we have seen, a carbon oilah is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, but before that happens, the skin is taken off the animal, and then it's cut into different pieces, different limbs, which are burnt separately on the Mizbeach, on the fire. However, the head of the sheep is burnt on the Mizbeach before they would strip it of its skin, meaning they would burn the head even with its skin, and as such, there would probably be wool on the head of the animal. And in a similar vein, the haseir shebizkanti yoshim, the hair which is on the beard of goats, any hair which is on the skin of this goat which is being brought as a carbon oilah, and once again, the head itself is burnt even with the skin. It's not skinned before burning that part on the fire of the Mizbeach. As well as v'atzonois, the bones, v'hagidim, the sinews, v'akarnayim, the hooves, v'atlofayim. Excuse me, the v'akarnayim, the horns, v'atlofayim, and the hooves of an animal. Strictly speaking, these are not part of the animal which need to be burnt on the Mizbeach. However, the issue is that right now they're connected to the actual carbon. And the Mishnah says, indeed, that's what it's dependent upon. As long as they are connected and attached to the animal itself, they should be brought onto the Mizbeach together with the limbs which are being burnt, since they are anyway attached. As the Pasuk says, the Kohen should burn everything on the Mizbeach. That's coming to include even these parts. However, Perishu, if these parts had separated off of the animal, loyalu, they should not themselves be brought to the top of the Mizbeach. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, v'osisa oilei secho abosar adam, you should make and carry out the procedure for your carbon oilah with the meat and the blood. And we learn from there that there is a certain situation in which only the meat and the blood and the parts of the carbon which are vital, only those should be burnt and not the rest of the things. And that will be in a case where these other parts of the animal are not connected, and since they themselves are not intrinsically a vital part of the carbon, they would not need to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Mishnah Vov, we learnt in Mishnah Dalad that although it's true that invalid carbonos, once they're brought to the top of the Mizbeach, in certain situations, they should not be brought back down. Nevertheless, if they were brought back down, they shouldn't be brought back onto the top of the Mizbeach, because we still look at them as being invalid. That is all true until they've started to actually burn on the fire of the Mizbeach. However, once they've begun to partially burn and be part of the fire of the Mizbeach, then they totally lose their invalid status, and they're no longer considered to be something which is not belonging to the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, v'chulam, all of these cases where the invalid korban, if it is brought to the top of the Mizbeach, it shouldn't be brought back down. If it started being burnt on the fire, and shepoku me'agabi ha-Mizbeach, it literally jumped from the Mizbeach, part of the sparks, with them burst part of the fire, and a part of this korban flew from the top of the Mizbeach off onto the floor of the courtyard. There is no need to return it to the top of the Mizbeach. It's not forbidden to do so. We no longer see the invalidation of the carbon. But the Mishnah is saying there is no need to return it there, since even a partial burning of that part of the carbon, which is anyway invalid, it was invalid, so it didn't really need to be burnt. Once it loses its invalidation, it now only really needs to be burnt partially. Similarly, a coal which jumps off of the fire of the Mizbeach, there is no need to return that to the fire itself. Last part of the Mishnah, limbs of a valid carbon, for example, a carbon oilah, which jumps off of the Mizbeach, if this occurs before midnight, then yachzer, one is obligated to return it onto the fire of the Mizbeach, and that part of the service is not considered complete, and as such, umalin bohen, It is forbidden to benefit from them. If one does, he would be liable to Me'ilah for benefiting from a korban whose process has not been completed. However, if this occurs la'achar chatzos, after midnight, then lo yachzer, he does not need to return it to the top of the mizbeach ve'imalin bohen, and if somebody benefits from it, he would not be liable to Me'ilah, because the main mitzvah and part of the procedure of burning the parts of the korban applies until midnight.